Utah GOP Senator John Curtis' amnesty plan aims for millions more legalized migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on August 4, 2026. Utah's establishment GOP U.S. Senator wants to help business and investors by doubling the annual inflow of legalized migrants and even giving amnesty to some illegals. The plan by Senator John Curtis would annually welcome 500,000 new migrants, plus their family members, to serve business as consumers, renters, and cheap labor workers. In 1990, Congress legalized the annual inflow of 1 million migrants. Curtis's plan would likely supercharge annual migration up to 2 million per year, while Americans birth roughly 3.5 million new Americans per year. That supercharged migration would spike housing costs and flatline wages from coast to coast. Curtis's bill was introduced with hardcore, left-wing Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly and mirrors a proposal dreamed up by Utah Republicans aligned with businesses looking for low-wage workers, according to Desert News. The senators say that the scheme to import migrants for U.S. jobs would help fill the gap of a labor shortage they claim dogs the American business sector. I've heard time and again from small business owners, farmers, and ranchers across Utah how difficult it has become to hire enough workers to meet growing market demands, Curtis said in a statement announcing his bill. The bill would amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to create a new non-immigrant classification for state-sponsored importation of migrants for a three-year period. States understand their own economic needs best, but federal rules currently determine who can live and work here, Sen. Kelly added. Our bipartisan bill would let Arizona and other states choose the visas they need to fill labor gaps and strengthen their local economies. The bill also has a provision for illegals to be given legal status if they are accepted into the program. Utah Republicans have been traditionally indistinguishable from wide-open borders Democrats and have been highly enthusiastic supporters of untrammeled immigration. Still, despite their past support of immigration and free services for illegals, some Utah Republicans have begun pulling back on that support. Some few House Republicans have been moving to repeal or put more limits on past freebies for illegals in the Beehive State, but they have met stiff resistance from the GOP establishment and local employers who want the cheap labor. Not to mention going against the airy notions of the Mormon Church, which has pushed for a lavish treatment of illegal aliens for years. Many on social media were not supportive of Curtis' plans to bring in even more migrants and to give amnesty to illegals as the Trump administration works to send them home. If you're surprised that Republican Senator John Curtis is trying to increase state-sponsored immigration, here's a clip of him on CNN in 2025. All of us need to wake up every morning, look in the mirror, and say, what am I doing to make our immigrants feel more welcome? pic.twitter.com/psrcjgvdlaw. Captain Big Rock, at Big Rock Insights, August 3, 2026. Curtis and other pro-amnesty GOP congressmen like him love to talk about free markets. But they are really race communists, happy to destroy the civilization their ancestors built and replace the American people with foreigners so that businessmen can pay Americans less. And Jeremy Carl, at Real Jeremy Carl, August 4, 2026. Utah is so messed up. I hope they find a governor someday that will fix it. Tilda, at Roglu 18. August 4, 2026. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis also blasted Curtis for his cheap labor scheme. No thanks. This would allow states that are weak on immigration, which is most of them, to engineer a de facto amnesty. Ron DeSantis, at Ron DeSantis, August 3, 2026. Curtis recently put out a video touting his sanctions on Russia against Ukraine. Breaking: Utah Senator John Curtis introduces bill to create new state-sponsored migrant worker program. The bill would establish a three-year, renewable visa for individuals coming to work or invest, as well as their spouses and minor children. A quota of 5,000 visas would be. Brigham Tomco, at Brigham Tomco, August 3, 2026. John Curtis is the worst Republican senator we have. Will Chamberlain, at Will Chamberlain, August 3, 2026.